Hey, folks. Heather Cox Richardson and Joanne Freeman here. Thank you for being members of the Cafe Insider community.
This is Backstage, a special segment of the Now and Then podcast exclusively for you. We hope you enjoy it.
I cannot wait to ask you two something. How much trouble are we in?
Oh, Lord. it is wide and deep. I think of us as being right at that stage as Weimar Germany, where there's an election in 1932, and the conservatives believe that they can control Adolf Hitler, and they bring Hitler in to get the additional votes so that they can push forward their agenda. And he has put his folks in key agencies within the government. And then there's a crisis, the Reichstag fire. And from that, he then takes over the government and it becomes Nazi Germany. I feel like we're on that precipice of democracy where we can either really fight like hell and get this democracy back on track, or we're going to slip into full-blown authoritarianism, and it won't be pretty.
You know, Heather and I, we were talking beforehand about what we wanted to talk about now in the backstage moment, and we both made the point to each other that in our public persona and on social media and in, you know, Heather's Substack and all, whatever we do that's public-facing, we try really hard not to look as though our hair's on fire, right? We try really hard to adopt a tone that suggests things are really bad, but I'm not going to start howling because that's not going to help people act, right? So that there's a moderation of tone that I adopt because I want people to hear me and I don't want them to get thrown off by the way I'm saying something, but we're backstage now. So I could say, I think we're in dire trouble. I think kind of, I'm agreeing with you, Carol. I think we are on the edge of losing democracy. And I know one of the things that frustrates me is that a lot of people say that in a lot of different ways in the public sphere to the point that I don't think people are hearing it anymore. And that alarms me because, and I think that's tied to the idea that some Americans of all kinds, some of them in political power and some of them not, continue to believe that the United States is so exceptional in so many ways that it can never slip into authoritarianism, that it will never lose its democracy. How could that happen? And we're at a moment where the problem with that assumption is smack in front of our faces. So it's kind of a relief to be able to say here now, we're in real trouble and we really need to act. We really need to be aware of what's going on. We need to talk about what's going on. We need to take action. We can't just sit back. You know, I don't know how else to say this. And I don't want to be screaming like my hair is on fire, but we're in a dire moment. And here's the thing about a dire moment, and I'm going to turn this over to Heather because you've made this point as well. During this kind of moment, and you've used the word, maybe both of you used the word hinge, it's like a hinge moment on the hinge of losing democracy. That hinge can go two ways.
Mm-hmm.
So that hinge can slip into authoritarianism and the loss of most of our freedoms. But that hinge at a moment of change like this, there can be positive change. I mean, that's the good and the bad of this kind of moment of where it feels chaotic and unpredictable to an extreme degree. I say all the time on my webcast, extreme contingency, and I can know my followers here are probably now all typing to each other. But during this kind of moment, things can be really bad or things can be better. And I think it's important to bear that in mind, really important to bear that in mind, because it's also important for us not to think about what Carol and I just said and assume that, oh, well, we might as well throw up our hands. Now, Heather, I know you've said that in a variety of ways.
I have, and I believe that. But would it help, do you think, if we recognized what you said, and I think Carol would not disagree with, the idea that those formerly empowered white men, and I think earlier you used the word older men, are themselves an interest group as opposed to being principled? Okay, so if that's the case, and I will not disagree with you at all, either one of you, I am absolutely beside myself. And Joanne and I have talked about this a lot, Carol. What do we do? What should people do?
Oh, we organize, we mobilize. And so we have had authoritarian regimes in the United States before. We had them in Mississippi during Jim Crow, where, you know, you'd have 5% voter turnout. So we've had these kinds of brutal regimes before. We can break this. We have to recognize the problem. We have to put incredible pressure on our political representatives to do what must be done to save this democracy. We cannot be complacent. And I think part of where that complacency comes from is, you think about it, you go outside and folks are at the grocery store. They're living their lives. They're watching the baseball game. They're going to work. And so you have the mundane routine happening, that so it looks like everything's fine. Well, in fact, you've got the termites eating away at the wood that holds this structure up.
Those worms you talked about, those nasty worms.
Yes, yes.
I was listening.
Yes, right. And so we have to get rid of the critters. We have to preserve the wood of this democracy, the foundation. And that means that we are calling our senators. We are talking to the media to not have the narrative of this battle for voting rights being seen as simply, oh, the Democrats win or the Republicans win. No, this
both
is
sides.
About, right, right.
As though there are two sides. There aren't two sides. There's a side that wants democracy,
right,
and a side that's fighting democracy.
Right.
It just is. It just is.
Right.
It's democracy or authoritarianism, and they are not equal.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that is part of what we must be doing. And it's talking to our family. It's talking to our neighbors, our friends. It's talking in our classes. It's the work we do in the public sphere to help raise the alarm and get the narrative out there about what's at stake. And I think part of it, what also happens in that American exceptionalism, as you laid out, is that folks think, oh, that can't happen here.
Yeah. It did happen here. It
right.
has happened here. And,
right.
and we know what that looks like. And the thing about, the other thing that I always like to make sure people understand is, it doesn't mean that only the minority population that is shut out of the vote is going to be hurting. You know, if you think about growing up in Mississippi in the 1920s or the 19-teens, as my father did, it does mean that the law is not even, you know, it depends on who you know. Are you going to be charged with something or not? Is your daughter going to get charged with driving drunk or let go? And when it comes time to invest in a business, is that business going to be able to start, or is it going to lose out on a loan just because they're not related to the bank manager? And that's exactly why you had the American South going from a period of what looked like a hopeful moment when you could, in fact, have true democracy to falling into a backwater from the 1870s into the 1960s that made it one of the poorest, certainly the poorest region in the country, but one of the poorest regions in the world.
Yes, yes. I mean, this is the thing, is that this authoritarianism and white supremacy linked to authoritarianism hurts everybody, virtually everybody. We have to understand that. This isn't a Black person's issue. This is an American issue. We have to know that. And we have to, as they used to say in church, govern ourselves accordingly.
It is an American issue. And that's maybe the most important thing to remember at this point.
Yeah.
This is about all of us.
All of us. All of us.
Thank you for joining us backstage.
Be sure to write to us with your thoughts and questions at letters@cafe.com. See you next time.